Russian politician abducted by aliens. Yep, that's right. I mean, we're on YouTube, we're doing things, we hear stories, we're seeking out information, and a lot of times it's just from someone. Sometimes you have a researcher thrown in there every now and then, but a lot of times it's the random videos that we're looking at that anyone and everyone can post from anywhere. We question them, we're not sure. But what if a main politician, someone who is known by a lot of people around the world, comes forward and says, "Yes, I have been abducted by aliens." Well, today we're talking about one Russian politician who has put out these claims, and also this started something that maybe some of you don't know, the connection between the game of chess and aliens. Before we get started today, I just want to give you a quick reminder that we have two channels, A Stranger World Than Fiction, and we also have They Call Me the Ghost, A Stranger World Than Fiction, where we talk about all things strange. Secondly, we have They Call Me the Ghost, and that is where I, the ghost, share a lot of my on-the-job experiences. And don't forget to check out our podcast. So if you are into all things strange, outrageous, crazy, and mysterious, and you like them in story format, that's what we do here, and you're in the right place. Back to political alien abductions. I mean, it's not that often that we are talking about these political figures that are claiming alien abduction. So here is one that involves a Russian politician. His name is Kyrsten Yumchenov. He claims to have been abducted by aliens for real. Well, okay, sounds important, but who is this guy? Well, he's from Kalmykia, and this was basically referred to as the Switzerland of Russia. And that was because of its neutrality and its isolation from pretty much everything else. And today, this remote republic is home to about 300,000 people, and they share a unique culture. They have strong Buddhist roots, and among them is Kyrsten. He's an unusual politician, and he's been president since 1991. And we will be talking about how he became head monk in addition to his duties as head of state. Kyrsten is a millionaire. He's a businessman from Kalmykia who was elected president of his country in 1993, and he is known to be a leader who is a fan of peace. Well, legend has it that during the Stalinist era of repression, Kyrsten built a number of Buddhist temples at his own expense, and this small capital, Kalmykia, is now internationally recognized for hosting chess tournaments, actually, among players from all around the world. And it's worth noting that people who play chess and who are chess masters are incredibly strategic. So keep that in mind. But first, let's talk exopolitics. So what does that word even mean? You've probably heard it. If you don't know what it means, it basically translates to out of this world politics. It's become a buzzword among ufologists in the US, Europe, and Latin America, but Russia's tough and tumble political world was largely indifferent to this new trend until it erupted without any need for lobbyists or other groups calling on authorities to disclose UFO information. Some people believe that aliens do exist and could be visiting Earth. We know this. However, there's little evidence outside these witness reports that I talked about earlier, which can prove these claims unless we actually come into physical contact with them ourselves. That's really the only way to get a full belief. The international media has been abuzz, of course, with recent revelations that Russia's president met an alien at his Moscow apartment in 1997. And one member of parliament for the Liberal Democratic Party was certainly not amused, and he actually wrote to the president to voice how offended he was by all of this and says, "I ask you to say if the head of Kalmyki has made an official report to the Russian presidency about his contacts with representatives from an alien civilization. Is there an established procedure of informing about such contacts by high-ranking people who have to assess to secret information? And did he, in the course of his seemingly innocent conversation, disclose any secret information?" I mean, this guy wants to know. So this is happening. Then there's an interview with a popular Russian TV host who reveals, supposedly, that aliens appeared in a transparent tube on the balcony of an apartment that Kyrsten owns in Moscow in September of 1997. So that's how the aliens got there? Says Kirsten. I was reading my book. I was watching television. I actually almost fell asleep. But then I felt that someone was calling. I would not have believed it if I had not had three witnesses, because he had his driver, his minister, and his aide with them. And he's saying this in an interview with that Russian TV host. And in another interview, Kirsten had said, "The extraterrestrials put a yellow spacesuit on me. They gave me a tour of the spaceship and they showed me the command center. I felt very comfortable with them." This is a leader politician. Just keep that in mind. Kirsten then even talked to a newspaper, a British newspaper, saying that they took me from my apartment and we went aboard their ship. We flew to some kind of star. They put this spacesuit on me, told me many things, and showed me around. They wanted to demonstrate that UFOs do exist. And then he elaborated, "These people are like us. They have the same mind, they have the same vision. I talked with them. I understand that we are not alone in this world. We are not unique. I am just a crazy man," he claimed. But all of this got him a lot of attention. There were thousands, not hundreds, of people that wrote him letters. And they called him on the phone and would say things like, "Kirsten, you're a politician, and hey, you're not afraid to talk about it." And this was a big deal. So not only was his admittance getting a lot of attention, it was also connecting chess with aliens. And I'm very curious if any of you have put this together yet or seen that out there, because it's not talked about very much, but this belief is real. And remember, Kirsten is part of the World Chess Organization. He's the world chess chief at the time of all of this. And he comes up with this new theory about chess and its origins because of all of this. Chess has been played for centuries. It's been played by shahs, sultans, kings, emperors. But wait, where did it come from? Uzbekistan? Wait, India? Maybe Bulgaria? Or maybe aliens? Now, while others are trying to find the birthplace on Earth of chess, and everyone's going back and forth, was it India? There's also something else going on with Kirsten's statements and claims. People were saying that now this chess ownership was becoming nasty and personal. And there were those, Kirsten, who were out there spreading lies and defamatory statements. However, Kirsten would go on to keep saying that he believed they came from aliens, saying that there were chess-like figures found in places like Bulgaria, Mongolia, even Latin America, and that the game, though, originated with aliens. He has said that, "I do indeed consider chess a gift from extraterrestrials. Chess is one of the world's oldest games, but do we really know where it was invented? The rules of chess were almost identical everywhere in the world, so it's hard to imagine that people in different parts of the world, many thousands of years ago, simultaneously thought up the identical game with the same rules, and this all happened by chance." And over time, even those trying to prove the exact Earth location of chess's origination were swayed, and they were also starting to think and believe these alien theories regarding the game's origins. And while all of that was going on between 1993 and 2010, because Kirsten was saying what he was, this leader of the poor southern Russian region of Kalmykia started being accused of oppressive policies. So, as we can deduce, the attacks begin. Over time, this all led to some changes in Kirsten's life. He eventually steps down from the World Chess Organization. All of his fortunes and wealth have also landed him on the U.S. Treasury Department sanctions list for alleged involvement in networks providing support to the government of Syria, including for facilitating Syrian government oil purchases. So all this is going on, and now it gets that fuzzy line, right? You can't tell what's really going on, or do they just want him to step down from everything and go away? The Swiss bank, UBS, actually closed his accounts because he was put on that sanctions list. So we can see that all of this is happening to him because he just wouldn't back down that chess came from an alien civilization. And the fact that he kept his own claims alive, that he was once abducted by aliens and that he actually met them on board a spaceship. So basically, what we're finding out by this, or what one can deduce if they choose, is that even though we have thousands and thousands of UFO videos out there and claims by random people, they seem insignificant then compared to a political leader that is claiming the exact same thing. So why is that? What is it that is so bad about aliens coming here that can't be talked about in open, legitimate forums? And what's interesting to me is that they're saying that these aliens have been here for years, right? And I'm just telling you what is out there. They being the people that are posting and talking about it all the time, are saying this is happening. People are claiming abduction. They've been on ships. Things have happened to them. But when a political leader like this comes out and says it, why is it not okay? For some, they'll go down the path that, yep, it's all fake news and these are fake claims and shouldn't be out there. And then on the direct opposite of that, there will be those of you out there that believe, hey, once someone that is in a full-on world-recognized legitimate position says anything, it just can't be talked about. Probably because of fear. But what should we fear if they're already here? I ask you the question. Thank you for listening today, and until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.